This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco. This is the Pete and Sebastian Scam Show. We will get fooled again.
Jackie went nuts on me about this.
Yeah.
By the way, my guy, I don't know if I can say his last name. We'll just say Thad from the company Limited Fun out there in England. This guy is just doing magic for me. The guy's fantastic. The computer guy?
Yeah, what's he doing?
But I had to call him today, emergency, because I had a computer situation. Jackie had helped me with some stuff, and then she went to run an errand, helped me with stuff on the computer. And then she's like, you really need to get better at this, and now go and, you know, you got to do all the shit we just talked about. So I'm online, and I'm trying to respond to a few things, and all of a sudden I click onto this email, and it pops up, you have a virus, you've been hit with a virus. And my computer was frozen, and it says you have to call this number and for tech support, and then give this code, and then they can help you. So I call up, and, you know, an Indian guy answers. So he's like, where are you calling from? And I tell him what happened. I tell him the kind of computer. He's like, how old is it? I'm like, it's like old, over 4.5 years, I guess. So he's like, I give him the code. And then one thing leads to another, and I got to, like, let him have access to my computer. So he's taking over my Arrow.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait the fuck a minute, man.
Man, this is what she did too, bro.
Now, first of all, if anything pops up on your screen saying you got something or you've been infected with something, that's like the virus. They're hoping someone like you calls this number. Some random number. So, and some Indian guy in India is going to take over your entire computer. Where are you at, bro?
Oh, man. I'm freaking out now, dude.
Okay, give me what happened.
All right. So it says like, I says to Jackie, and I was embarrassed too, because I'm like, it said like tech support through Apple or something, I think. And I go, well, my stuff seemed to be frozen. It said don't touch anything else. So I call this number, right? Oh, man, guy. All right. So he says, you got the Apple up in the left-hand corner. I'll do it right now. And I click on the Apple, he says. He goes, then where it says force quit, go to force quit.
Yeah.
So I go to force quit, and then I'm out, right? And then he's like, okay, now give me something like the code. I really am blanking out how it happened, but next thing I know, he's like controlling my Arrow. And then he's showing me how he's explaining step by step what happened. You were infected with a virus. This is how it happened. This is what can happen if you don't do anything about it. And I'm telling Jackie, if the guy's stealing from me, oh, you think maybe he was buying time? Like, because he was explaining it step by step, and I'm like, wow, this is really annoying and slow.
I never heard.
Oh, fuck.
Listen, I've called like a tech support line that is through the Apple website, Apple Care, whatnot, and it's always go to the top right, click on that, click on this, restart. They've never taken over my computer. So keep talking.
All right. So he's showing me all this like inscription, and he's like explaining. He's like, you see, he starts to go, somebody got into your wireless. And he's like, who's using your wireless? And I said, you know, and obviously he's got the Indian accent, but he's very easy to understand. And I said, and it shows me when he clicks on, it says his name, Eric Stevens, tech support. I mean, again, Jackie's like, whatever, he could give you a business card that says all that. But
Eric Stevens, the Indian?
I know, it threw me off too, but I don't know, dude. A lot of people are adopted. What the fuck, dude? Right now I'm fucked, right? Shit.
So
this isn't funny, man. I am freaking out. God damn, my microwave's gonna go on in the middle of the night. My lights are gonna start flashing.
Oh, fuck. This thing, it's so bad. you Skyping me, I might have the fucking virus now. Oh, God. So, where does this go?
So I'm telling him, no one else has my password to do that. My parents are visiting. Maybe my wife gave my dad the code, and I don't know about it yet, but they're all out right now. And he's like, no, it's not that. It's somebody's hacking in using your... And he's like, this is what we have to do. First, we have to get rid of the virus. Then we have to scan to make sure the virus doesn't exist anywhere else. And then we do a rebooting, something like that. Maybe I'm saying that because we said it earlier. But he goes, then we do a third thing. So he goes on, he's showing me step by step what we're doing. And it's like, it's not like, you know, he's in my files or anything. It's like a description. And then it gets to a point where he's like, all right, the virus is now gone. And he goes, but now what you have to do, because if you don't take care of this, the minute you start to browse again, you're going to accidentally probably pick that virus up and other ones, and they start to deteriorate your computer. And we can clean all that out at a charge of $249, right? So I felt a little better because I'm like, oh, okay, now is the scam. And I go, yeah, no, I go, I'm not going to do that. And he goes, well, you know, if you don't do that, this could come back and corrode your thing. And I go, yeah, well, I'm not going to do that. And he goes, well, if you, and he goes to something else. So I just go, yeah, I don't have $249. And he goes, well.
And he goes, well, I'm seeing right here in your bank account you do.
So then he, that is very funny, bro, but I don't know if I can laugh right now. So then he says something about if I maybe have less and want to make a deal or something. And I just said, no, I don't have any money. And I say goodbye and thank you. And he said goodbye. So Jackie comes home. Did you get done what you were supposed to do? And I go, this is what I'm talking about, Jack. It's like, it's not that simple. Like, I go to do it, and right away, the whole fucking computer freezes up. And then I'm on the phone with some Indian guy who's walking me through it and scrolling my arrow. Dude, she went crazy. You know, her version of what you did. She's like, what did you do? What the fuck? Are you so dumb? What? You let a guy take off? I can't believe. I go, Jack, it was a tech guy. Yeah, Pete, that's what they say they are. And she's going nuts. And I go, well, what do I do? What do I do about it now? And she's like, I don't know. So I'm like, I'm calling my guy in England. And I call him up. And, you know, he went out on the same time. So he didn't pick up. And I'm like, freaking out. So then she's like, well, how did you even call him? Like, how'd you get? I go, there was a number, and I called it. And she's like, on your cell? And I go, yeah. So she calls up, like, literally like my mom. And she's like, who is this? And he's like, Eric or something, you know? And she's like, what? My husband just called about a problem with his computer and it froze. And the guy's like, yeah. And she's like, who are you? Like, what are you? What do you do? And I'm literally going to her. I'm whispering, he was nice. Be nice. What the fuck is I mean, because I'm so dumb, I still think I'm dealing with a tech guy. I go, he was nice. Be nice. Holy shit.
Oh, God.
So she's covering the phone going, guys, shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're even doing. Just shut up, Eric Stevens. This guy isn't even Eric Stevens. And then she goes, well, is there an Eric Stevens there? And the guy says something about there's a lot of them. She goes, what do you mean there's a lot of you? And I go to her, it's a company, Jack. They probably have cubicles, you know? And so she's talking to her, and she's like, listen, my husband's not that computer savvy. And, you know, I come home and he's telling me that you're on the phone controlling his computer. And I just, like, I don't understand, like, what would you be doing? Who are you?
Yeah.
And I guess he's explaining that they're a contracted company that they work through Apple for people that have computers that are beyond the Apple warranty. So you're not covered under an Apple tech. So then these people get a hold of your info. And when you have a problem, you get their number instead of an Apple tech number. It's like they're subcontracted. So Jackie's going, well, how do you make money? And do you, like, not make money? And I can hear the Indian guy, no, we make money. And I'm like, I go, yeah. And I'm going, yeah, Jack, because that would be the part where I paid $250. That's when he would make his money. Everything up to then was like a sales pitch. And she's like, hey, shut the guy. Yeah, sales pitch. Who takes over your computer when they're fucking doing a sales pitch?
I'll let your wife on this one, man.
Yeah, well, I know now, man, and I agree. And now I got to wait till tomorrow to get a hold of my guy to be like, Thad, what do I do about this? Do I shut everything down? Do I freeze my credit cards? I mean, how do I know this guy isn't going to, you know...
Well, I mean, how do you know now, looking at your computer, that he's still not, like, in there?
Well, I don't see them. I don't know. What are you talking about? We had to reboot just to start this Skype. You think I know if some guy's listening in on this shit? I just kind of assume everybody is anyway.
No, but like, is your arrow moving now? And is like sites popping up on your computer? I mean...
No, but I mean, earlier today when my guy from England was helping me out, he always takes over my computer. But he's a really good friend, you know? So, like...
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. He doesn't
take
over...
You might as well be working at a library computer. It's a public computer.
I'm sorry. He doesn't take over my computer. What he does is he goes, can I share your screen? So, yeah. Which is really cool, so he can see my screen, but I still have control of my mouse, that's right. Yeah, dude, I'm freaking out, man.
Did you check your bank account?
No.
Do you do online banking?
Yes. Dude. Well, I mean, if he took it, like, whatever, fucking, you're giving it back, Chase.
Right? I'm just saying... You know, you don't even realize how much information is on your computer until something like this happened. Because I had something similar happen to me where I didn't call anybody, but my email account said that there was a virus. Yahoo said there was a virus in my email account. But, you know, in your emails, you got like a lot of information there. It could be maybe a credit card number. It could be, you know, a password to something. They could look at everything. You know, websites that you've gone to, investments accounts.
Right. So what should you do in this situation?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd look in to see, like, that's the first thing I would do was go, you know, log on. Or maybe you should log on, because if you do log on from this computer, they could get your passcode. So if you got, like, a laptop, I'd go to that. Or maybe Jackie's computer if you got, like, or your parent. I'd go to another computer and look up your information.
Oh, man, I'm freaking out now.
No, I don't know if... I don't know if this has happened. I'm just saying, I've never heard of a pop-up ad coming on the screen, somebody calling the number, and letting a guy from India take over the whole damn computer.
I know, man.
Don't that sound strange as I say it?
I'm embarrassed, man. When I first moved into New York City... Someone would, like, they got on the train, and they're like, I ran out of money or something like that, and I need money just to get home, and they seemed so sincere. I gave them, like, $5. And then after I was living in the city for 3 months, and I'd see that all the time, I'm like, what a yahoo I am. and I'd see other people doing it, and I'm like, yes, are you that dopey? And that's exactly what I did. I just gave somebody $5 to take a fake train home. But maybe my life savings. Oh, man.
I mean, I did this once when I came out to Los Angeles, where I parked my car. I was in Beverly Hills. I parked my car in a side street because I didn't want to pay for parking. And a guy came up to me and goes, hey, bro, I'm two blocks down. I'm stuck. You don't have to come with me. I just need jumper cables. You got any jumper cables? And I had them. And I said, yeah, I got some jumper cables. He's like, perfect. Just give them to me. I'll use them, and I'll just slide them underneath your car when I'm done. And those jumper cables I never saw again. So, like, stupid, like, lapse of judgment. But this, come on, bro. You're in your 40s.
I know, man. God damn it.
But why did he need to control the computer? I don't understand that. That's what I want to...
And you know what the worst part about it is? When he took over the computer, I was like, oh, fantastic.
Oh, God.
It was like...
You were relieved.
It was like when I was doing the special and the director was trying to explain how he wanted me to come out, right? And he goes, at one point, he goes, you know, it's so taboo to ask to say this to an actor. He goes... Would you mind if I just showed you? And I go, I was fucking waiting for you to say that. Yeah, just show me. You know? But, like, actors don't like to be shown because they want to make their own interpretation. And it's the same thing with the computer. It was like, guy's like, can I take it over? And I'm like, go ahead. He probably perked up. He probably waved to everyone else in the room. We got one. Hover around.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look at this. I'm in this computer. The guy gave me everything.
Ha 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 ha
This fucking show's over.
This
show's over, man. I gotta go. I gotta go right now. I can't even end this with a good hang. Close this puppy out.
God, I gotta see if it's okay if I could air what the hell I talked about.
Bro, the bottom line, you may lose a friend. I got nothing. I lost my life savings. I'm wiped out.
Oh, dude. Is Pete doing comedy anymore? Nah, you hear what happened?
Oh, man.
Nah, he gave his information to a guy in Bangladesh, and his entire home has been sold.
He's selling fresh cut roses out of the back of a van on 90.
By the way, I got this pool guy I'm fucking having a problem with here. I think the pool guy, that whole business, is a scam.
Well, you tell me, man, if you didn't have the pool guy, who would clean the pool?
Me.
Yeah, you. You're not even around enough to clean the pool. What are you going to do when you're not around? You're going to call a friend to come clean? Although Lionel will probably have 10 people over anyway. They could clean it.
But they don't. I asked the guy, what do you do out here? And he's got his net, and he takes the leaves out of the pool. And I go, well, what else? Oh, the pH. What was pH? This guy never even took chemistry or biology. He's telling me about pH levels. How hard is it?
What would you do if he honestly looked you in the eye and you said, what do you do? And he goes, honestly, I get a little high, I come over here, I skim the pool with the net, and hope to get a glimpse of your beautiful wife.
I think that's all they do. This
vacuum? They vacuum, too.
Well, I mean, how hard is it to... I mean, listen, you could do any job around the house. You could be your own gardener, you could wash your own car, but the pool guy in particular... We've had some weather here, rainy, whatnot, and the guy didn't come last week. So I called up the guy. This is a new service, the new house. We've just basically taken the guy here that was already doing the pool, and we've embraced him. Pool guy didn't come. I called the owner. This is another thing with customer service. Call the owner on Friday, leave a message. The pool guy didn't come. On Thursday, my pool is really dirty. Can we call me back and tell me what happened? Saturday, Sunday, nothing. Monday at 3 o'clock, I call him. Calling you back. Didn't receive a call. And if I don't receive a call back, I assume you don't want to work. Got a call back in an hour. Never talked to this guy before. Hi, Joshua from Bay City Pools. Yeah? All right, you ready for this? What? You ready for this? Are you ready for me to tell you what happened? Now, listen. When you're running a business,
yeah,
we ain't buddies.
Yeah, what the fact that you're only calling me back cuz I threatened you.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off going in, pal.
Yeah. So I go, what happened? He goes, well, I'll tell you what happened. The pool guy got his route screwed up, and he goes on to tell me, listen, what I want to hear as a customer, I want to hear, Sebastian, listen, I apologize to the pool. I don't care why he wasn't here. That's your problem. Just get somebody here, okay? Yeah. I got dirt on the bottom of the pool, and we're paying you. So I want to hear, Sebastian, we apologize for the inconvenience. We'll have the guy out there, you know, this guy, he had a route change and then it rained and then he got backed up. He'll be there tomorrow. I said, okay. So he comes yesterday. He cleans the pool. I wasn't home. I go and look at the pool. There's dirt still on the bottom of the pool. I text this guy back with a photo of the dirt. I said, there's dirt still on the pool. He goes, your pool was really dirty. In order for us to get it back to the way it should be, it's going to take a couple of cleanings. What? Couple of cleanings? It's like having a car taking it to the car wash when it's really dirty, it coming out and it's not clean, and the guy telling you, come back next week, we'll do it again. What?
Yeah, why don't you stay there till it's all better? Till
yeah.
Clean? Oh, my God. Well, so he's done. He must mean the chemicals got to react, right? But I swear.
Chemicals? There is soil on the bottom of the pool. Oh, chemicals.
God.
So I'm hot. He's telling me the story. It's like, while he's telling me the story, I'm thinking in my head, how I'm going to fire this guy.
Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're fucking fired.
This is the Pete and Sebastian Scam Show.
So Jackie goes to the dentist last week, right? Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. She goes to the local dentist. The lady runs an x-ray because Jackie's got a pain in her mouth. Long story short, she needs to get a little work done on a back tooth through the gum. And the dentist goes, I don't do that. I'm going to send you someplace where the guy does do that. So that's like a half hour away. We got to drive there. Now that guy says, that doctor goes, I need to take an x-ray. And Jackie goes, well, the doctor sent you the x-ray. And he's like, no, I have the x-ray she sent, but I need to take another one. And then he takes an x-ray. And Jackie tells me, she comes out, she goes, she charges $85 for the x-ray. And I was looking at the x-ray, because it was right next to the x-ray that I had sent over. She goes, it's the same fucking exact x-ray.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah. And it's probably, what, $15-$20 for the x-ray. He's pocketing $65 for something you don't need. So she got the work done, and she was going back in today to have it the stitches taken out. And I go, you should ask to see the x-rays and put them up next to each other and ask him to show you the difference. Yeah. And she's like, guy, I'm not doing that. I just paid it. I already paid it. I'm not fucking dealing with that. If you want to do that, you can come with me. I couldn't. I was steaming wallpaper. But, I mean, I'm telling you, dude, I am really tempted to go and see if he can. Because if there's no difference, do you think that's a possibility that he's just jacking us?
Oh, that's the first thing I thought when you told me the story. That's the first thing I thought when you said we're going to have to take an x-ray. He wants the money.
Do you really think they would do that if the x-ray?
Where are you living?
You're a dentist, man. You know I don't know anything about this. If you got what you need in the x-ray she sent, why are you jacking me, man?
Because they're dentists, and this is the way it works. I'm not saying dentists are scamming people. I'm just saying, in general, they're like, why not? I make an extra $85 because I tell my dentist, the dentist goes to me, I need to do x-rays. I go, no, you don't. He goes, I need to see if there's any cavities. I go, I'll let you know. If my teeth hurt, then I'll let you know. There's nothing, nobody's doing any x-rays. It's x-rays to me is extra cash for them.
My dentist, when I go for my checkup, they don't let me get a checkup without allowing an x-ray.
You could decline it. Say, we ain't doing x-rays. You say, I got a problem with radiation.
Now, why do you decline your x-ray?
Because it's a scam.
How? An x-ray is a scam? This is what I mean about you, man. You pick and choose what to be frivolous on and what to be, you know, extravagant on. You're not getting x-rays?
I get my teeth cleaned 4 to 5 times a year, okay? So it's not like I'm going long periods of time without getting my teeth cleaned. Now, cavities, I could feel them. And you don't need an x-ray to tell me that I got a cavity.
By the time you're feeling it, man, it's more of an issue is all I'm saying. For the guy who's always on me, get the x-ray.
Nah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're getting hosed. For a guy that, talk about a guy that's doesn't want to pay for shit, you're paying $85 for an x-ray?
I know, my wife got took. I can't babysit, man. I can't be there for every transaction the lady does. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you. But I wish you would have went in and told the guy, what's the difference in the two x-rays?
I know, but she made a soup that was worth $100 easy last night, so all's forgiven. Jackie and I were on vacation once in Maine, and we rented this really cool cabin on a property that had two other bigger homes, also rentals. And it was shit, man. It was like 1 in the morning or 12:30 at night, and we just stepped outside in our underwear
toke a little. We're watching a movie. We're going to have a couple hits. And I locked us out. Cool. And we had nothing, man. We had no cell phone, nothing, and we're in our underwear. So we got to walk to the house closest to us, both of us. I'm all I'm wearing is a pair of boxers, nothing else. I'm knocking on the door. Some 10-year-old girl answers the door. I'm like, hey, is your daddy there? What the fuck? This guy comes out. I'm like, guy, we're renting next door. We locked our keys out. He's like, I got the number of the rental place. I can give it to you. So he goes and gets the number, and the guy who owns the homes lives an hour away, and he says he'll meet us a half hour away. This guy who was on vacation with his family drove me and Jackie in our underwear a half hour to a gas station to get the keys. Yeah.
Would you do that if it was on the other side?
I would have. You had to, man. I mean, I'm on this guy's porch. We had nothing. We had no clothes. It dropped down to about 50. I had no choice. Yeah, I would have did the same thing. You have no choice. You would have shot him before he had a chance to
tell. No, this is some scam. They normally come and they act like they're locked out. They come in their pajamas. Next thing you know, I got duct tape over my mouth and we're tied up in the garage.
You know, I tell you, if that did happen to you, people read about it, they would go, kind of fucking dope lets two people in their underwear come traipsing into the house.
All right, guys, sticking to a weight loss plan can be hard. As we know, life always gets in the way, and most people who do manage to shed pounds, we know what happens. You lose 10, you put back on 20. Why? Because most weight loss plans, they don't tell you how to keep it off. That's where Noom comes in, all right? Noom is designed to help develop a healthy lifestyle for years to come, all right? Like, listen, man, I've quit bad habits and other things. I've quit for a couple days. That's not going to get it done. You want a plan in life with whatever you're doing, in this case, dieting, that's going to help you change your lifestyle forever. That's why you got to go with Noom, baby. Me and DJ Lou have been hitting their app, and it's already been a game changer. They take everything about your lifestyle, and they combine it with a personal trainer and develop a plan specifically designed for you. And it can go right in your back pocket where your phone goes, baby. That's where it belongs. All right? No more spending bucks for personal trainer, driving to the gym and dealing with that. You go to Noom. You get your personal trainer. You get your specialist. You get your nutritionist. You get it all in one. And when you sign up, you take a simple and fun 30-second online quiz so they know how much weight you want to lose and how to keep it off. They track your calories. They help you with what to eat. Boom. Go to Noom. Trust me on this one, guys. Noom is designed for results. It's out with the old habits, in with the new. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. Noom.com/DJ Lou. What do you have to lose? Wait forever, baby. Visit Noom.com/DJ Lou to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/DJ Lou and start losing weight for good. Jesus, get the pounds off.
A guy came to pick up some lawn chairs in the backyard. Now, I didn't know the guy was coming today. Does your wife clue you in on stuff that's happening, or do people just show up and I got to figure it out?
No, I got a general idea. She'll be like, leave this thing out or leave the door unlocked. So-and-so's coming by.
Yeah, sometimes she just doesn't fill me in, and then I got to guess what the guy's going to pick up. This guy could have just robbed my my lawn chairs, for all I know.
Isn't that wild? Like, a good con man could knock on the right door and just say, like, hey, yeah, no, your husband told me to stop by and get the car.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, you got the keys? For what? The car.
Oh, man.
Why you need the key? Your wife, she called because the brakes aren't working. Oh, yeah, okay, here. And the car's gone.
Car's gone, man. My mother-in-law, she's like, Jackie's mom is like really, really sweet lady, you know? And totally, you know, still has all the faculties and stuff. It's not like she's some, like, old, feeble woman. And about a couple months ago, a girl knocked on the door. Girl was, like, 19, 20 years old. And my mother-in-law's like, and she was cute, you know, and she was dressed nice and stuff. And she had tears in her eyes. And she said that she needed some money. And she pointed to a car out front. She's like, I ran out of gas and I wouldn't do this, but I mean, I'll come back if you can lend me some money. And my mother-in-law is like, do you have a gas can? And she's like, I actually don't. And she's like, let me get you a gas can out of the barn. And then the girl was asking for like $5. My mother-in-law gave her like 15 or 20. And we were giggling about it when she told us and stuff. And then sure as shit, about 2 weeks later, it was in the local paper. The girl got busted two towns over in Jamestown because she was pulling a scam all over. Who would... I'm sorry, if someone knocked on your door, cute or not, girl, tears in her eyes, I need some money, my car, you see that car right there, it's mine.
Yeah, no, I just had a knock on the door about an hour and a half ago, two guys. I opened up the door, yeah, like right away I'm thinking, that's it, I'm going to get murdered. It's a murder, right on the porch. What's up? Yeah, hi, we're just two real estate guys, work for Keller Williams, and new to the neighborhood, and if you know of any of your friends or anybody that's looking to move into the neighborhood, we'd love to, help them out, and here's our card, and this and that. Isn't the door-to-door thing done by now?
That is, what are you, an Avon lady?
Yeah.
That's like, done.
Coming up to somebody's door now, it should just... It's almost can't you beat the shit out of somebody if they're on their you're on the porch?
I mean, we live in a time when people knock on the door and it's like, what is going on? I will say this, man. Anyone whose business gets to the point where they're doing the door-to-door knock, they're on their last leg.
Yeah, no. When you got to look at your business partner and go, what do we do? And the only thing you could come up with is we got to go door to door. However, I'll tell you, I used to sell satellite dishes, Dish Network, and I came to a point where I was doing so bad at it, I did a step worse than the door to door. I was flyering cars.
Oh, really?
Oh, you want to, I'll take you back, 2003, a July summer day, 95 degrees, and I go to Office Depot to cut 200 flyers and start canvassing neighborhoods, flying the cars. What a shit, man. Low point in my life, man.
Wow. I don't think in the history of my life I've ever pulled a flyer off my car and contacted it.
Neither have I.
It's littering. It's you littered. You spend your July afternoon littering.
I just littered 200 pieces of paper. Instead of throwing them on the floor, I put them on cars.
Ron is going to be my personal masseuse. For the listeners who have a chance to do any type of neuromuscular type work with someone who knows what they're doing, and especially if you're in your 40s, get going now, because when you turn 70, 80 years old, it's too late to reverse the clock. And we talked about it today. He's like, now that you're doing this now and you're doing it on a consistent basis, when you're 70, 80 years old, you're not going to be walking around, with a lot of aches and pains some of these guys have. And he sees it on a day-to-day. He lives in Naples where the average age is probably about 93.
Well, let me – do you think the average listener to our show is similar to you? Because – the average listener of our show is psyched that gas is under $3. We can't be getting rub downs every day, whether it's physical therapy or light the candle and put on Smooth Operator. Bottom line, this is like Gwyneth Paltrow telling us to eat sushi all the time and it's good for us. Yeah, it's also $45 and I still want a goddamn hamburger afterwards. So okay. Do you know, would insurance cover a guy like Ron? And do you have any other alternatives? What's Ron's take or your take on the Sharper Image chairs? These are all questions I have.
Yeah, Sharper Image chairs, forget about it. Okay. It's a scam. You need a guy like Ron, and you ask the fact that, average listener. Listen, everybody has something in their life that they do, whether it be golfing,
whether it be a dance class, or whatever they're involved in, whether it be going out for drinks, whatever it is.
I agree. Some men collect sneakers. Oh my God, I could barely say it out loud.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, wow. I've seen those lines when sneakers go on sale, and I take a look at the people waiting for the sneakers. I'm thinking, hey, this
right?
This is a subculture that I don't want to be a part of.
If the people online haven't ran since 1987, yet they're online for sneakers. But no, you make a good point. Our average listener does probably have a hobby that's taken up some finances that could be used towards something like this.
I'm telling you.
You're selling me on it, man. And you know, what I need to do is when I'm down in Naples next time playing, I want to hook up with Ron and get myself taken care of once by Ron, just so when I come back to my hometown, mm-hmm. you know, I know what's going on. Like if someone lights an incense, I'd be like, "Guy, hey, Ron don't light incense. What the fuck are you doing? This isn't anything like that, all right? I don't want to get a heart on halfway through this goddamn thing." Jesus Christ. Bro, I need to talk to Ron because I want to know, has Ron ever had a man derobe and for whatever reason, whether it's massive hair or some unwanted pimples, he's like, I'm sorry, I'm turning down your back, I can't.
As we know, Lana comes from a better cut of cloth than I do, as far as she was raised with some wealth, right?
She's never slept on a bed with less than three, 1,200 thread count?
Yeah, she's had some nice thread count throughout her life. And Lana's family is used to hiring interior designers to design their home. Now, growing up, we didn't have interior designers. We had me and my father and my mother. And my sister. We sat around the table and go, what do you guys think of a yellow couch?
That's it. And then my mom would stand in the corner and go, move it to the right. No. Put it over there. No. That's it. That's what we did.
Well, you and your father were bent over moving the damn couch around. And my father always used to complain that I wasn't strong. Like, anytime we had to lift anything, I would lift it, but I would lift it, like, not high enough for him, and he would be bitching on the other side of the couch going, that's all you got! That's all you got!
Come on, where are your guts?
What's your problem, Mick?
My problem?
Yeah.
You got a problem, kid. You got a ticker problem. What's the matter? You got nothing left inside, huh? Because you're training like a damn bum, you know that?
It's a full-time job.
Well, the thing with interior design is, to me, is it's like when you're writing your show, right? So you write something that maybe you don't like, and you're like, ah, man, I hate to tell them I don't like this, but I don't. And, you know, it's like a little, you try to be polite about it. I'm afraid a design is going to design sit, and I'm going to go, they're going to walk away and turn to Jackie going, fucking cow rug? What the fuck is she talking about? It's ridiculous, you know? And then you're going to be sitting in this shishi room 2 months from now going, this is so not me.
Yeah, well, on the flip side of that, we do definitely give our opinion on how we want certain things. And of course,
why do you need a Lon is an artist. I'm so confused,
that's
man.
That's what I'm saying. I told my wife, you can go pick it out. But then, we can't get the stuff they get. We can get it. It's on Google.
Come on. your name brings stuff. You can get whatever you need. What are you talking about? You don't think you could get what they get. That's what they want you to think.
I know. It's a scam. Oh, we could only get this because we got the relationship. Tell me where the guy is. I'll knock on the door and he'll sell it to me. And I'll bring a bag of cash over there.
There you go, man. You're getting a $10,000 tree put in?
I was kidding around.
Oh, but that's even scarier, that when you kid around that you got a $10,000 tree and people don't even know you're kidding around.
Well, no.
a $10,000 tree was suggested by the landscapers. This is way back, and I had told the landscaper, we ain't spending 10 grand on a tree unless, you know, we're bearing some fruit off it.
Yeah, but you got a lemon tree in the front of your old house. Nobody gave a shit about that. Why don't we just dig that up and bring it over?
Well, this tree is not a fruit-bearing tree. This tree, I don't know where it's coming from, but this guy wanted to put like a $10,000 tree in the front yard. I go, hey, look around, man. This ain't the Spellings.
Gee, I don't even know. What is that, some kind of foreign Japanese?
It's a scam. It's a scam tree. It's a sucker tree. You know, he throws out the $10,000 tree hoping some sucker goes, yeah, let's get that one. Don't get me started. This thing's going to go deep into September.
St. Patty's is coming up. You know that?
Yeah, I don't participate. Please tell me you don't dress up in green clothing.
No, of course not. I don't do any of that. I mean, I'm half Irish, but I don't even acknowledge it. It's a stain.
Why? Are you doing something for...
Am I doing something? No. I was going to do something for our show where I was going to look up facts about Ireland and share them with everybody. But then I'm like,
God.
I'll just fucking make them up.
I mean, that you just saying that, I started to fall asleep.
Right? So I figured, I wrote a few here that I'm like, I don't know if these are facts, but these are called Irish facts, I'm assuming. like, for example, I wrote 95% of all Irish people admit they've never flossed and they only go to the dentist when their teeth hurt. I'm assuming. 92% of all Irish polled wished they could be Italian.
Well, I mean, that I think goes for anybody.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, here's an interesting fact I read / made up. 87% of all Irish admit the only time they have lettuce is when it's on their hamburger. this one really caught me surprisingly when I wrote it, read it. In Ireland, motels, did you know this, are more popular than hotels. They even have fancy motels that celebs choose. The motels are fancy that they go into instead of hotels.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I know. And the reason being, Irish people get so shit-faced when they go drinking that they tend to wander the lobby drunk and get escorted out. So motels became more popular because you can just open the key and go in.
Got it. Wow.
Right? I mean, I'm assuming.
I had a problem with Verizon Wireless. Because I bought my mother an iPhone for Mother's Day through a Verizon Wireless retailer. I had no idea that Verizon Wireless retailer had nothing to do with the Verizon store. Are you aware of any of...
Yeah, well, Jackie's had the same problem with AT&T. Bottom line, she wants to get something fixed and... They're not affiliated with this and that, but why? Yeah. What do you mean by this?
I don't understand how... It's not affiliated. It's Verizon. But how aren't you affiliated with Verizon? And it seems, and I don't know what the prerequisite is to open up one of these satellite what do they call them?
Sebastian meant to say retail stores.
Retailer stores.
Close enough.
I don't know what it is. I think you just have to have... a driver's license, because you walk in there and it seems like it's being run by a third world conglomerate. I mean,
yeah.
The guy sold me a cell phone. He did so many. It's like magic. They make you look over here and they're doing something else over here. It's like he signed me up for this program and he did some weird double reverse math. And by the time I got to my sister, she looked on her account because my mother's under her account. My sister's like, what the hell did you sign her up for? By the end of the contract, it's going to be $8,000. I mean, it's a scam.
Oh, God. Now you got to go back and fix that shit?
Yeah, then I went to go back and then...
could you please tell me what the hell a restocking fee is? The woman's like, it's a $100 restocking fee. What do you mean $100 restocking fee?
What did she
to
mean?
To put it back on the shelf?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, no, they're like, oh, this is a used phone. Now we gotta send it back. You're telling me I open up a phone and I return it within the 14 days, that phone is no longer going to be sold? Do they do that with shirts?
Not to mention who they're dealing with. You could bring that phone back a year later. You're Sebastian Maniscalco. You take care of your shit. Right? I mean, am I right or am I right? If I handed that thing in 5 minutes later, they'd be like, what, did you dip it in a fucking cesspool?
Oh, yeah, no, I gotta tell you right now. If I return my iPhone now, they would go, have you even used this? That's how clean. And here's a little side tip. All of you that are listening to this show on your iPhone, or if your iPhone or your Samsung, whatever you got, is near you, take a look at your screen right now and take a look at the amount of spit, whatever the hell's on there. Do me a favor. Get yourself a nice microfiber cloth. And take and go buy it if you have to. Get a little liquid that's used for cleaning the surface of your face of your phone.
Do
yourself a favor and wipe that clean. And look at how clear. Look at how clear it comes in after a good cleaning. God, you ever see somebody's phone boogers on the screen? What the hell are they doing?
Is it a placemat or a computer? I got to tell you, Jackie helped me today with the computer, and every time she gets in front of mine, she makes a comment, and then she cleans it. And I will say, folks, when I look at my screen after I clean it, you almost want to... I use better grammar in my emails after I clean my computer. I feel classier.
Listen up, it's 2019 and everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. And I'm not even kidding you, they sent me a pair. These things rock. The way they fit in your ear, you forget they're in your ear. It's insane. I'm working out all day and I started to think, is this music coming right out of the gym speakers? I forgot they were even on. Obviously, get rid of the wires, man. I did wires for too long. It's embarrassing, but that doesn't mean you got to go out and drop huge cash, man. Try these Raycon. Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as good. Honestly, they sound better than some of the expensive ones I've had. The company was co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg and Cardi B are wearing them. Come on, you think Snoop Dogg and Cardi B are going to wear anything other than the best? Raycon's E50 are comfortable and easy to bring with me or you everywhere you go. They're stylish, discreet. You don't look like a yo-yo with those big puffy dumb headphones hanging over you. I don't know what else to say, man. You got to go buy Raycon. This is what you're going to do. Go to buyraycon.com/DJLou to get 20% off your order. These things are already cheap, and now we're throwing 20% off? Come on. That's buyraycon.com/DJLou. For 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buy raycon.com/DJLou. Get yourself some nice quality earbuds and make your life a little better.
It's like a midwife, but I don't know. To me, it's called lazy. With this a doula shit, it's like a birth companion. It's like it's called a doula. It's a birth companion, and they basically communicate what the mother's feeling to the doctor. And I told Lana, I go, wait a minute, the fuck, isn't that the role of yourself and me? It's like, what are you going to tell this doula? My contractions are five minutes apart. And the doula goes, contractions are 5 minutes apart. Like, what the? It's a scam. Right?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it. I don't. I mean, is she come to the hospital with you, or do you give
birth? Yeah, it comes to the hospital. She's like the liaison between the quote unquote couple and the doctor. And my argument is like, isn't that the job of the couple to talk to the doctor, to tell the doctor kind of what's happening? I don't know. To me, it seems like another. It's a scam.
Well,
it's a scam, and they're taking advantage of people who A, do not know what to do and are too lazy to read up on it, and B, you know, it's almost like you got a couple dishes in the sink. You don't want to do it because you got a mate. Fuck that. I don't need I'm the doula. I'll do it.
Well, I like your attitude. I hear you. I mean, it really sounds like it's what a nurse does. But the question I have to ask now is, this sounds like something a doctor doesn't really like to deal with. So you think your doctor, when he sees the file, he's like, they got a fucking Abdullah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking, here's another person in the room that really doesn't need to be there.
Right,
The doctor probably ain't going to give me the type of care that the kid deserves and Lana deserves, because there's someone in the room that's less educated, I'm assuming, didn't go to the proper medical school that the doctor did. And it's, to me, you know, I could see the doula in the room and the doctor giving birth and the doula going, no, and the doctor going, you know what? You do it.
That's what I would think. I mean, listen, I used to do plumbing and draining, Martinez sewer and plumbing and draining with my uncle, where I'd unclog toilets and whatnot. Nothing bothered me more than when the homeowner would lean over when I was unclogging the toilet. It's like, guy, get the fuck out of the room. I'll come out, let you know when it's done, and we'll light the cigars. I mean, what are we doing here?
I know, man.
This is a one-job person right here. One. I don't need an Abdullah. I barely need the husband in the room. I'm not even down with that. I was in the room. You're going to be in the room. But it's like, I don't know when that started. So, but that, you got that thing going there. And also, on top of this, what if Lana's screaming and the Abdullah is just making a personal decision that this is just natural? And does the doctor listen to Lana's screams or just look at the Abdullah and go, well, she ain't saying nothing, so I'll just keep going? I mean, break down and communicate the whole thing. The more people... Bro, this is like an L.A. meeting, right? We'll have a meeting to take a meeting about when we can have the meeting, right?
Yeah, no, totally. I don't want Lana going to the doula and saying something to the doula and that getting lost in translation into the doctor. I want exactly how Lana's feeling to be conveyed to the doctor directly.
I don't even like the name, this Abdullah thing. It's not working for me.
I don't know. It sounds evil.
Who? Yeah, it sounds like she's going to pull out a fucking chicken and cut the head off. Do a little dance. You know what I'm saying? You have Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Have you caught this Tony Robbins? I only watched maybe the first 30 minutes, but the first 5 minutes, I literally recorded it on my phone. I was going to play it to you, but it's great. We'll play it. I'll have Lou play it while we talk about it, but you saw it, so I don't have to. When, with the German guy right out of the gate with the red sneakers.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That was fucking awesome. All right. We've all known Tony Robbins for years, okay? And before Lou plays any of the clip, there's so many layers to it, right? So first of all, so Tony, bro, weren't you blown away by the F-bombs?
Oh, yeah. That's out of the gate, man.
That's what I wasn't expecting. That's why I was like, that's what drew me in. I'm like, what? And then the way he gets really close to you, looks at, I mean, were you thinking this, I mean, by the end of it, when they're holding the guy up and shit, I'm like, this is such a fucking scam. Right? Did you feel that at all? And he's waving to Tony while, all right, I got to explain to the listeners, and we're going to play clips from it, all right? Please interrupt me at any moment. I mean, what was your take? I know you, because you went to something, you know, a better embetterment
sort of a thing.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. But it was much smaller and a little bit more intimate. This was, what, 3,000 people in a room. And I felt like in the beginning when he's talking to the German guy, didn't you feel a sense of like, if that was you, wouldn't you be going, guy, enough, we know, the cameras are on. Or did you think this was like mesmerizing?
Oh, no, I definitely, there's a reason why they picked that clip to open the whole damn movie with. I think when it was happening, it was like when you were crying when they were making Wild West. They were like, we'll get gold right here. Keep it rolling. Now, I would imagine Tony curses though like that all the time, right? That part wasn't a one-time thing. That's what initially.
No, yeah, he definitely curses. I'm just saying the guy, wasn't the guy suicidal?
Yeah, I was going to bring that part up. Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he said, okay. Yeah. So the guy who claims suicidal. Right. But then Tony Robbins talking to him. And then by the end of it, the guy looks like he wants to open up a business.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, first of all, suicidal, I understand that's a horrible thing. But most of the people, this guy included, from my street look in, a lost guy, misdirected, lonely, needs some help. Tony comes in with the goddamn cordless mic dangling down, looking lightly tan, but not too tan, completely in shape, leans over, is like, guy, you got $4,500? You're going to be getting laid in the parking lot on the way out when I'm done with you, guy. I mean, come on. I could have got a $20 bill off that guy in 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So the guy starts going and he speaks broken English and German and he's saying, I feel lonely and stuff or whatever he's saying, you know? And the guy, and we're going to play some of the clips, he's wearing red sneakers.
What makes you hate yourself? Is it the red shoes?
What?
Is it the red shoes?
No.
Are you sure? Because they're fucking red. Don't you be smiling like that. You fuck everything up. If you smile like that too much, you don't want to stick around. You've been so hard on yourself. I love that you have such high standards. But those aren't high standards. That's called perfection. And most people overestimate what they can do in a year. And they underestimate what they can do in two or three decades. And you haven't been around long enough to have those extra two or three decades. So don't fuck it up. There's time.
I was totally into everything he was doing. Like, you know, from a distance. I'm not like saying I'm using Tony Robbins, what he's saying, and I'm going to go embedment myself. But I'm like, wow, I like this guy's vibe. I thought he was a meatball, but he gets in your face. He's dropping F-bombs. Tell him, Tony, get your shit together. Let's go. You can do it. Empower yourself. And then, bro, he's at the end of it with the guy. And this part you won't be able to understand on the tape. You'll just hear it. At one point, it's all done. He has funny moments with the guy. He makes him feel better. There's nothing else. Where do we go with this? He looks at the guy and he goes, whoa, what was that? Did you see that? Did you hear when he did that part?
Yeah, go ahead.
He goes, whoa, what was that? And I'm going, what was what? Fucking nothing, Tony, nothing. And he goes, and then he puts his hands on the guy's shoulders and he goes, do you see the way your shoulders just came down like that? And then he touches the guy's chest and he goes, and the way your chest just came out, what was that? What was that? What was that? What was happening? And the guy's like, I'm just feeling better. And then before the guy could say another word, he goes in and hugs him while the lady raises the fucking music and the place goes nuts, right?
I'm telling you the truth. You just fucking begun and you're not gonna fuck it up. There you go. Did you feel that?
Yes.
What was that that just happened? What just happened there when these came down like that? And you started breathing here too?
Start believing you and be open.
Like, watch this. Watch this. Lou, let's pick a tune here, for example. If I just said to Sebastian, bro, your friendships meant a lot to me, and there's a lot of times I've finished doing this show with you, and it inspires me to go on and do other stuff, man. You really kind of pumped me up there. What's that, right? You're feeling nothing off of that, right, Sebastian? Now, Lou, I'm going to say the same thing. Come in lightly with some really good music. Maybe some... You pick it, Lou. I just... I just want to say, man, you know, doing these shows with you, you really inspire me, and I leave here enlightened and just wanting to do better stuff, man. You just make me feel that way.
Yeah. No, my chest is out.
So what was your take on the end of that? Were you like, this is total horseshit, or were you like, it was... Because I know you don't want to shit on that stuff in general, and I'm not either. I just thought that moment was a little scammy. What do you think?
Well, to be honest with you, as you were describing the story, when he said that to him, go, whoa, what was that? What was that? I actually got off the couch and walked closer to the TV.
Yeah.
And I told Lon, I go, rewind it. I think we missed something.
Yeah, I did that twice. There was no... Did you see a shoulder drop?
I didn't see nothing. That's why I had to, like... I told Lana, rewind the damn thing. I think we missed a shoulder and a chest puff. And it was like I was dissecting football footage.
I'm fucking... When you see these people, you'll laugh. Did you, in the rewind, see a shoulder drop? Because I gotta be honest, I didn't see one, man.
I didn't either. I didn't either, man. I was like, oh, my God, this guy got just $4,000 siphoned right out of his pocket.
So they all give him... So Tony hugs him, and that music goes up, and then Tony slowly walks off. And then the other people around the guy, they all go up, and they start hugging him. Total strangers. Now, the music is still blaring. This wonderful, lovely music is, and all these people he doesn't know that also paid $4,000, they're all hugging him and holding him. And then they pick him up and they hold him up and they're doing a crowd surf with him. And the guy is so happy. It's a dream. He can't believe, right, bro? And while they're holding him up there and he's so happy, he looks over with his free hand and waves to Tony. Tony stops and does a half turn and just waves back like, yeah, go get him, Tiger. Meanwhile, that guy was crying in a fucking vestibule on 2nd Avenue and 23rd 20 minutes after that fucking thing ended. $4,000 lighter. $4,000 lighter. He literally gets out of the car, goes through the back way, and hits the stage.
He pulls up with like a caravan of SUVs, and as he's in the car, he's kind of going over what he's going to say with his assistants. He gets out. He's got a guy right there with the headpiece. He like slips into the headpiece as he's walking.
Yeah.
And then he's pacing back and forth. Dave's got a small trampoline. Did you catch that?
Yeah. What the... Holy shit, just getting the blood going. Tony Robbins, baby.
Oh, seeing the trampoline, I called my agent. I go, I need a trampoline right before I go on stage. That looks so fun.
Well, as you guys know, Sebastian Maniscalco has just announced he's going to be hosting the MTV Video Music Awards, which is slightly impressive. But even more impressive is Pete Corielli's got a little mini tour starting up. Do you think they saw the sarcasm in that? Yeah, don't forget, guys, the Pete Corielli For Pete's Sake tour is underway. We start out in Baltimore. You go to PeteCorielli.com for all the dates. Everywhere from Montreal, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, San Fran, Boston, Chicago, New York at the Gramercy Theater, Toronto. Hope you can make one of the shows. Go to PeteCorielli.com to find out all the places I'll be playing, man. And thanks for listening, as always.
The show has ended.
It's so bad. You Skyping me, I might have the fucking virus now.